Ito ang programang IN. Ikaw naman, isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.
IN talaga dahil dito, ikaw naman ang IN.
At ikaw naman ang pakikinggan dito sa...
Ikaw naman!
Ayan, magandang umaga mga classmates. Ako ngayon si Classmate Rai.
Ako naman si Classmate Elise.
At ako naman si Classmate Sam.
At isang malikhain umaga na naman para sa ating lahat. So mga classmates, kahapon nga ay ang mahuling araw ng mga klase ayon sa ating academic calendar. Kamusta naman ang iyong mga, ang naging takbo ng huling linggo ng iyong semestre?
Ako nga actually hindi pa tapos yung sem ko. Na talagang yung mga profs ko naghahabol, isasagad hanggang next week ang klase. So let's go Hell Week, we can do this.
Yes.
Ayan, ako din, naghahabol din yung bigla ang may nagbibigay ng requirements.
Ay, ang ganda.
Pero ayan, laban lang naman lagi. So, syempre mga classmates, hindi pa talaga natin masasabi na tapos na yung ACADS kasi darating, sa darating na linggo ay meron pang finals week, ano, di ba?
Ayun. Tapos, mga classmates, sana sa kabila ng tambak ng exam at requirements ng ating bubunuin sa mga darating pang araw ay huwag natin papabayaan ating mga sarili.
Ayan, at lagi naman nating tandaan na ayos lang na tumigil ng saglit at magpahinga. Siyempre, rest is important. Mm-mm. Kung hindi na kaya ang bigat na dala ng iba't ibang problema, ang mahalaga ay babangon tayong muli upang ipagpatuloy ang nasimulan.
Ayun. Tapos, actually, with the topic of pagsisimula, nagsimulang ating linggo ngayon with Mother's Day.
Ayan. So, ayun. How did you celebrate Mother's Day ba, Classmate Rai?
Actually, kumain na kami sa labas and finally, nakahanap na ako ng gift para sa mom ko. So, ayan, saya-saya naman.
Ako naman, kumain lang kami sa house, ganyan kasi medyo busy rin lahat. Tapos si mommy aalis papuntang States for vacation. So, feeling ko parang yun na rin yung parang treat yourself niya.
Ayan, ang ganda, no? Talagang feeling ko lahat tayo, kahit Mother's Day at sinelebrate natin ang ating mga mothers, parang kahit sila rin yung nag-work for us pa rin. Talaga na-feel natin yung love.
Yes.
And so mga classmates, kung matatandaan natin, yung guest natin last week, last episode ay si classmate Rachel na isang visual artist din specializing sa painting.
Ayan, at itinampok nga niya sa ating program ang dalawang works niya na ang focus ay ang babae. At actually, para talaga sa Women's Month yung mga paintings na pinakita niya at shinare niya sa atin last week.
Ayan, tapos madami talaga tayong natutunan sa kanya. Tapos kung isa ng artist ang panauhin natin noong isang linggo, ngayon naman ay isang makeup artist ang guest natin sa araw na ito. So, huwag na natin papatagalin pa ang ating at ating i-welcome si classmate Mickey.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning classmate. Mga classmate. I am classmate Mickey. I am a student from Visual Communication in the College of Fine Arts.
Hello. Ayan. So classmate Mickey, maaari mo bang ikwento sa amin so kung ano ba yung mga form or style of arts na you're usually into?
Oh my gosh, saan ba ako magsisimula? Just an intro, I do a lot of things. Pero whenever people ask me this, I always say na primarily I'm an artist. Pero this branches out to a lot of things. I'm a makeup artist professionally. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a painter. I'm an illustrator. I write. At iba't iba pa.
Yeah. So actually, maganda nga yun na parang
well, variety. Artist yes. Talaga si classmate
I hope so.
Ayun.
So, meron ka bang secret or parang habits, practices na ginagawa mo sa every kind of art na ginagawa mo?
Well, main philosophy ko naman sa lahat ng ginagawa ko. It's a bit selfish, pero I do everything for myself. Hindi naman sa hindi ako altruistic or anything, pero I always listen to my gut. So, sa lahat ng decisions ko, whether sa iba't ibang art forms or business or like work, I always follow my gut. I always follow my intuition. So, yeah.
Ayun. So actually, parang nga sinabi natin kanina, always like follow your trust yourself and trust like yung process and all of that. So bukod sa paggagawa ng mga artworks, meron ka bang mga ibang hilig sa pag may ginagawa or like hobbies ganun?
Hobbies, oh my gosh, kasi buhay ko ngayon puro work. What do I do? I watch movies a lot. I pet my dog. That's it. I walk. I do yoga.
Wow. Yeah. Grabe. Hindi lang siya artist, ano rin siya fitness, ano,
yogi.
Really? Like, ano, very self-love. Oh, I love
yes.
it.
I love it.
Also for others, hindi lang naman for this.
Love for the dog.
Love for the dog.
Kasi siya lang yung dog.
Siya yung outlier.
Ayan. So, balita nga na, natin ay mahilig ka sa pag-makeup. At yun nga ang i-feature natin today. So, meron bang nakapag-influence sa'yo? Or how do you get started in being a makeup artist?
That's interesting kasi na-mention nyo nga kanina ang Mother's Day. And it's closely related to that. Everyone asks me kung saan ako nag-start mag-makeup. And I didn't take a single lesson. I started from stealing or like playing with my mom's makeup nung bata ako. And it's just that and knowing how to paint kasi. So it's sort of the same like on the canvas but on a moving canvas. A moving person. Yeah, it's creepy.
Ayun. Pero actually feeling ko lahat naman rin tayo naka-relate or almost tayo naka-relate na parang dati galing ginagamit natin ng makeup ng moms natin.
Oh my gosh. Oo, bilang pahiram ng lipstick, lagay-lagay, maslagpas, ganyan.
Yeah, dati pa ako bago nagkaroon ng YouTube, I was like, this is how you apply. Pero sa mirror lang, this is how you apply lipstick.
So, si Classic Vicky pala yung mga one of the first YouTubers bago pa magkaroon ng YouTube.
Yeah,
foreshadowing na pala yun.
Ayun, so tanong lang mga classmates, kayo ba, mahilig ba kayo sa makeup and yung mga ganong bagay? Classmate Sam.
Ako, ngayon lang, nung tumanda na ako, kasi kinailangan ko rin siya for my classes, ganyan. Tapos, pag nag-attend ng event, so kailangan mukha kang maayos, hindi pwedeng mukhang dugyot, ganyan. pero hindi naman para, hindi ko siya kasi kayang i-maintain na like daily basis. Mm-hmm. So, yun, mga ano lang, pag kailangan.
Ako feel ko, parang mahilig ako sa ano, looking good, ganyan. Pero wala talaga akong, parang wala akong masyadong patience. Actually, hindi. Ayokong gumigising ng maaga para mag-makeup. Pero ayan, sobrang thankful ako kasi like, ayan, part of the requirements kasi as a broadcast communication student for a broad class. Talagang, we had like 1 hour, like, or actually, one whole session dedicated to learning about makeup. But dahil doon sa, kasi syempre kailangan looking good on air tayo, on TV.
Kasi television daw, according to our professor, ay harsh medium. So, you look 10
TV
times
makeup.
Fat, ganyan. So, conscious tayo sa mga ganyang problems.
Kailangan 10 times prettier ka din. Keep up tayo. Ayun. So, dahil doon, natuto naman ako and medyo na-apply ko naman siya in real life. Pero ayan, depende kung magandang gising kung magme-makeup. Mm. Ikaw, classmate, right?
Ako, kasi ever since bata ako, like 5 years old, nagme-makeup na talaga ako. So, parang sobrang saya, sobrang love ko talaga makeup. Like, everyday, gugising talaga ako for it. Kasi kung hindi, ayan, wala nang kagandahan ko. Like, hindi na ako, mukha na akong patay, ganun, dahil Hell Week. But yeah, sobrang favorite ko talaga makeup. Kasi I love yung feeling and yung colors. Natutuwa ako. Kasi ang dami.
Ayan. So, syempre, I assume si classmate Nikki talagang mahilig din sa makeup as a makeup artist. Or ikaw ba? Kung, since, ayun, you do makeup for other people, do you like also like doing your own makeup? Or is it a different,
that's different
thing?
Kasi actually, for myself, hindi ako ganun kakikay. Especially for school. Lalo na dito sa UP, it's so hot. And I study sa fine arts, so walang aircon, di ba? So, I stick usually to just moisturizer tapos lipstick. Yun lang. So, I don't look dead. Pero, pag special occasion, I like do full glam, but I work mostly on other people. Yeah.
Or natural look kanya.
Yes. And iba rin naman talaga yung feeling pag sa ibang tao ginagawa, hindi na lang sa sarili mo.
Yeah. It's more satisfying.
Ayan. So classmate Mickey, last question lang bago tayo mag-break ano. If there's one makeup that you can't afford to lose or forget, ano yun at bakit?
Oh my gosh. Ah, okay. I make my own foundation. Is that weird? Wow. No, I mix a lot of different pigments kasi. And like, I'm super particular with my own makeup. So, I mix like coconut oil and like a bunch of different formulas. So, I have like a jar of that sabay and I can't live without it.
So, wait lang. Curious ako. Paano mo nalalaman yung parang tamang recipe?
Wow. From working so much. Kasi like, kunyari, I'll put it on someone's skin, tapos parang, that's too dry, that's too cakey, or that's flaky. I have to add like, oil to that or something.
Oh, science.
Yeah.
May science
rin. Grabe. It's like painting. Yeah.
Ayan, hindi lang siya artist, talaga nag-create siya. Kaya naman, kayo din, aming mga listeners, mga classmates, kung kayo ay may sariling creations or may talento sa pagsulat ng tula, maikling kwento, essay, radio, drama o awitin.
May invention o thesis ka ba na gustong ibahagi? Maaari ninyo ito ipadala sa aming Google account.
Ikaw naman sa dzup@gmail.com. Nang kayo naman ang bumida sa aming programa sa mga mga susunod na episodes. Ang oras ay 10:40 ng umaga, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Samahan niyo kaming mahook
sa isang malaman,
matapang,
at masayang usapan.
Psycho Clock Habits!
6 to 7 ng gabi, tuwing Huwebes,
sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Aga pa.
Anak, 30 minutos ka na dyan! Malilate ka na!
Konti pa, Ma. Init sa labas eh.
Ang panandali ang ginhawa mo sa mahaba mong pagligo. Katumbas ang pag-aksaya ng ilang litrong tubig. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Pakisuyo!
Aray!
Ay, patawad po. Maraming salamat, Kuya.
Para po.
Para raw po.
Magandang umaga.
Magandang buhay po sa inyo.
Malayo ang nararating ng isang ngitit, isang pagbating tunay. Simulan ang iyong araw ng masaya at huwag kalimutang maging magalang. Mag-anyaya ng positibong pakikiusap para sa mas positibong pamumuhay para sa lahat. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ito ang programang IN! Ikaw naman! Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan!
At muling nagbabalik ang ikaw
naman.
Kasama niyo pa rin ako, si Classmate Elise.
Classmate Rai.
At Classmate Sam.
At syempre, kasama natin nga si Classmate Mickey.
Hello, I'm still here.
Ayan. So, kanina, di ba, nag-share sa atin si Classmate Mickey sa mga iba't ibang hilig niya na art forms. Most specifically, yung makeup.
Mm-hmm. So, bago tayo dumako sa ating usapan ngayon, para sa katuwaan lang, ay, mga fun, quirky questions.
Wow!
kung ikaw ay isang makeup product, ano ka at bakit?
Ay, parang
ang hirap. Classmate Elise.
Ako siguro lipstick.
Wow!
Kasi parang, it's a classic. Wow!
So classic?
I'm a classic. Wow. Kailangan talaga, hindi. Ano, parang like, pampabuhay, 'di ba? Kasi usually yung lipstick ako pag mukha akong patay. Pag yung medyo white na, pasty, ganyan. Mm-hmm. And I think naman I give life. Charot, give color to other people's lives. Ay. Wow. What bangko? Ikaw naman, Classmate Ray.
Ako, highlighter. Cuz I want to make someone's day brighter. So, 'di ba? A glowy day ganun.
Ay, ako, naman. Ako naman, lipstick din kasi 'di ba yung mga lipstick may iba't ibang kulay, may mga black, may mga white, ayan. So parang it represents me as a person na parang hindi ako yung typical person na parang may pattern, parang pwedeng iba-iba everyday.
Mm. How about ikaw, okay, Classmate Nikki?
Me, I'm concealer because I'm thick.
Ay! Wow! Ang ganda!
I love it.
Kutit na, grabe.
Ayun. So, Classmate Mickey, my question for you is, yes. Paano nga ba nagsimula ang hilig mo sa makeup?
Oh, just from my mom, pero
besides that.
Besides that, inspirations, mm-hmm. I grew up watching. If you guys, I won't mention it na lang, pero there's this channel that plays only really old movies.
Mm.
And I grew up watching that. Like, everyone was watching Disney. I was watching this channel. So, like, I would watch Senorita Hayworth, Ava Gardner, all those beautiful people. And I wanted to look like them. Even if they're dead. Yeah. So, ayun. From the media rin, I consume. And that, tuloy-tuloy na rin yun sa art ko.
Iba yung power ng media, no? So, kahit sa mga bata noon. Yes. Na ngayon. So, maaari ba natin, tayong lahat, parang, pwede ba natin i-share kung ano yung first impression natin sa makeup? Kung nagbago ba to nung ngayong tumanda na tayo or ganun pa rin ba natin na-perceive yung makeup?
Oh.
Ikaw, Classmate, right?
Ako, for me, ang first impression ko kasi since I ever since na nagme-makeup na ako, parang normal na siya sa akin. But to other people kasi, nagmumukhang parang nagme-makeup ka lang if like, maarte ka or like, you're doing it for to impress someone else. And for me naman kasi, hindi dapat ganun. Kasi I love makeup. I wear makeup because I want it for me. Like, gusto ko yun. So, kayo naman, classmate, Elise.
Ako siguro, parang dati, as like a younger child nga, parang I thought like, doing your makeup was so adult. Parang wow, diba? It makes you, made you feel more, parang, yun nga, more mature, more powerful. Pero like now, I think, what's nice is that you see then, like, so much younger kids and the youth getting into makeup. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Kasi diba parang other people, they think parang, like, hala, masyado nilang, parang masyado silang mabilis magpatanda. Pero I don't think so. Parang sa akin, it's a form of self-expression. Parang early on pa lang, nakapag-double na sila into that. It's really interesting. It's really fun. Ikaw naman, classmate Sam.
Well, ako, yung impression ko naman on makeup, feel ko, pangit siya eh, na parang, may tinatago ka, parang hindi mo kaya lumabas in your natural state. Pero yun, parang eventually natutunan ko na parang it's an art din kasi. So parang kung ganun yung mga tao mag-express ng creativity nila, why not? Parang bakit natin sila pipigilan kung ganun nila na-express kung sino sila as artist, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Ikaw naman, classmate Mickey.
For me, makeup ngayon, I think it's so interesting now. We're in such an interesting time kasi because makeup is so accessible now. Ang dami ng indie brands, ang dami ng bagong releases halos every day. Everyone has access to makeup, cheap or expensive. And because of that, like, nag-change na rin yung way natin ng pag-apply ng makeup. People are so conceptual now. And it's so fascinating to see. It shows rin yung autonomy natin as individuals. Like, we can change our form, our colors. It's really interesting what people, especially the kids, do with makeup because it's a whole new what do you call it, a whole new like ball game now. It's like art, it's concepts. It's cool, it's really cool. It's beyond just like enhancing your lips ganon. Yeah,
so classmate Mickey, bakit nga ba parang makeup ang naging focus mo or pinili mong medium upang ipamalas ang iyong pagiging malikhain? Kasi mayroon ka bang ibang layunin or purpose kung bakit nga makeup ang iyong napiling medium?
Instant gratification?
Yeah.
Kasi if you're working on art lang, kunwari on a canvas or sa Photoshop, ganun. Walang like feedback agad. Parang the canvas won't tell me na, oh my gosh, good job. Pero pag makeup, I see people smile or I see like how they, you know, how they change, like they glow, ganon. It's really satisfying to see that. It's my way. I know it's a bit superficial, but it's my way of like bringing confidence to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Iba talaga pag moving canvas, no?
Yeah, kasi pag canvas, parang, okay, yun na yun.
Doon lang siya. Paano yun?
Good job, me.
Ayan, so aside naman from like, ayun nga, the instant feedback that you get, meron pa bang other like significant differences that makeup has with other mediums of art? Because I know that you also, yun nga, nasabi mo kanina, you're also into like graphic design, sometimes into photography, ganyan. So parang, aside from that, ano, may mga iba pa ba siyang differences?
Makeup is art na you can bring with you everywhere, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's something na you can change. It's not so serious. That's what I love about makeup so much, is it's not a serious art. So, I mean, a lot of people can like frown at that and say na it is a serious art. But it's not. It's just makeup. And it's supposed to be fun. And kung ayaw mo sa makeup mo, you can just take it off and like change it again. Like, it's really just, you know, it's fun. I hope people have fun putting their makeup on.
Ayun, nasabi rin naman kanina na parang yung makeup ngayon is a form of expressing one's creativity. Tapos, ayan, pag nasabi mo rin parang, halimbawa, a person doesn't like how he or she looks, so pwede niyang palitan anytime. Tapos pwede rin niyang baguhin the way she wants it.
That's true.
So, classmate Mickey, parang mayroon ba ikwento sa amin kung ano yung mga styles, parang ano yung parang aesthetic mo sa pag-makeup? So, mayroon mong i-describe yung look or yung feel nung usually mong ginagawa?
I think if I have a trademark na, it's more conceptual, if that makes sense. And also, conceptual slash, I pull a lot of references from previous eras. So like, if a shoot or a photographer or like a creative director needs makeup na very Bowie, very 80s, very 60s, 40s, 20s, they go to me usually. But of course, I can also do more modern makeup, but I always pull references from the past.
Ayun. Actually nga, pag makeup artist kasi, mahirap kasi na magkaroon na parang something you. Kasi it differs rin and you work with a lot of people. Like even the one you're putting makeup on. Pero meron ka bang masasabi, classmate Mickey, na specific aspect sa pag-makeup na masasabi mong sa'yo? Like pag nakita namin, ay kay style yan ni classmate Mickey, ganun.
If it's weird. So marami ng weird makeup. Pero my weird is medyo particular because I like geometric shapes. So, if you look at my portfolio, you can see a lot of work na bright, colorful, or my pop ng isang square, or like my circle. Yeah, I like, it's very 60s graphic design rin, what I apply sa face, Mondrian, if anyone recognizes that. Yeah, I love shapes.
Oh, ngayon naman, classmate Mickey, alam naman natin na medyo may kamahalan ang makeup. It's not the most affordable thing. Ayan, so, gusto sana namin malaman, so like, anong ginagawa mo para mag-invest sa makeup? Like, paano yung nagiging pag-iipon? Or nakakuha ka ba ng mga sponsors? Or anything?
I have like, unpopular opinions about this. Kasi ngayon, di ba ang dami ng releases? So, everyone's like, clamoring to like, get the new, this brand. I'm very cheap with makeup. Kasi coming from a fine arts background, alam ng mga artists na it's not in the product, it's in your skill. So even if your products are drugstore lang, like the cheapest local brand, if you have the skill and if you have like, if you can practice a lot, sobrang you can take that and make it look like it's 10,000 pesos worth. Oh. Yeah, sobrang. So,
Parang practical tayo. Parang you make do with what you have.
Yeah, I don't
practical, no.
Splurge a lot on makeup unless sobrang specific nung kulay or ganun. But the rest I can mix. I can
So, pero ano yun, considering nga na yun, talaga it's in the skill ganyan. Meron pa rin bang parang like pros and cons yung like different aspects? Pag like yung sa pag divide ng I mean sa pag pili ng makeup, parang kunyari kung mas high end ba? ano, saan siya mas angat? Ganun.
Oh, I have a few like rules for myself sa ganun. I have products na I prefer drugstore. I have products na I prefer mas expensive. So, tips na lang sa mga classmates listening. Always save on mascara and lipstick. Kasi the best ones, especially dito sa Pilipinas because they're waterproof, the ones that make those are drugstore brands. So yeah, always save up on those. And they're just as good. Yeah, and lipstick and mascara kasi you have to throw them out pretty quickly because they expire again because they're liquid. What you splurge on is foundation and base stuff. Di naman like you don't have to spend a whole lot, pero this is your canvas, so you have to make sure anything that goes on top of a good canvas looks great. So spend on your canvas, but anything else on top, you save.
Yeah.
Ayan. So, para sa classmates natin, nag-iinganyo pa lamang sa makeup, parang nagsistart pa lang, ganyan. So, ano ba yung mga basics or yung mga unang makeup na magandang bilhin ng mga intro pa lang sa makeup, ganyan.
Okay. If you're just starting, tapos, of course, para sa sarili niyo pa lang to, and this isn't for clients, no? Stick with mas natural na makeup. Don't spend muna on mga orange, mga yellow, blue, green. If you're just gonna wear it every day and you're just starting out, start with mga neutral colors, like browns, ganun. Things you can wear every day. For foundation, get a nice good coverage to foundation. You don't have to spend in on concealer. What else? Lipstick. A good lipstick. Good foundation. Neutral colors. I think that's all you need naman so far. If you're just starting.
Ayan. So, Given naman na nakapagbigay na ng tips, ano, si classmate Mickey sa ating mga beginner makeup artist, ganyan. Isa sa mga nakita natin kasi na problema sa makeup industry, yung siguro yung mga, especially dito sa Philippines, is nakatuon siya sa mga colors na pampaputi or mapuputi, ayan, di ba? Parang yung inclusivity sa in terms of skin color. So, ano yung stance mo dito? Ano masasabi mo dito?
Lately, this idea is a bit outdated by a few years, mga 2 years. Kasi in the past year or so, marami na ring indie brands, like locally made lang, who are trying to cater to different skin tones. So I hope people can look into that lang. Marami pa ring, it's the major brands that still cater to whiter skin tones. So I hope people are aware of that lang na there are so many other brands na hindi yung big brands na nasa department store or drugstore. Look into them. They're on Instagram. They're online. These people care about inclusivity and other people. Also, a lot of them are vegan. Ganon. So just look into them if you're having problems looking for your skin tone. And yeah.
So thank you sa tips and sharing your stand on certain issues, classmate Mickey. Pero higit sa lahat, mga classmates, ang makeup ay expression at iyong pamamaraan ng pagrepresenta ng iyong sarili. Kaya naman, nasa iyo pa rin talaga ang pagpili ng mga makeup na babagay sa iyo at yung makeup na gusto mo.
And so, sa aming pagbabalik ay mas makikilala pa natin si classmate Mickey at yung kanyang talent sa pag-makeup, no? So, pag-usapan din natin yung kanyang vlog, no? Maaari niyo bisitahin ang yung vlog niya na Mickey, diba?
Yeah, it's mickeymalonzo.com.
Ayan, so para makasabay din yung mga nakikinig sa atin sa usapan natin mamaya.
Ayan, at dahil nga mamaya ay ating natalakayan ang isa sa mga likha ni classmate Mickey, kung kayo naman din ay may talento sa pagsulat ng tula, maikling kwento, essay, radio drama, o awitin,
may imbensyon o thesis ka ba na gustong ibahagi, maaari ninyong itong ipadala sa aming Google account.
Ikaw naman sa dzup@gmail.com nang kayo naman ang bumida sa aming programa sa mga susunod na episodes. At ang oras ngayon ay 10:31 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Dadit sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
The Junior Confederation of Finance Associations Philippines brings you the JCFAP Awards on May 19, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Circles Event Place, Timog, Quezon City. All the local finance organizations nationwide will gather to celebrate the success of this academic year. The event also aims to commend the skills and achievements of distinctive and top-performing students in the field of finance. For more details, you may contact Ms. Micah Louise Ramos at 0995-343-9528. You may also visit facebook.com/JCFAPhilippines or follow them on Twitter and Instagram @officialJCFAP. This is brought to you by the Junior Confederation of Finance Associations Philippines in partnership with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Abay Juan, itikil mo na nga yung paninigarilyo mo.
Minsan-minsan lang naman to.
Isipin mo naman kami ng anak mo.
Papa, game ko na sa Sabado. Makapunta ka naman, di ba?
Oo naman, anak.
Ayon sa Civil Service Commission, 240 Pilipino ang namamatay araw-araw dulot ng paninigarilyo. Walang kasiguraduhan kung kailan ka nito maapektuhan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang programang IN. Ikaw naman, isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.
Ah, At nagbabalik nga tayo sa ikaw naman. Ayan, ako muli kasama niyo pa rin si Classmate Elise,
Classmate Rai,
Classmate Sam,
at syempre si Classmate Mickey.
I'm still here.
Ayan, at kanina nga kung napag-usapan natin ang talento at hilig ni Classmate Mickey sa pag-makeup, ngayon ay tutungo naman tayo sa kanyang body of work na talaga sa blog niya or sa portfolio.
So, bagong lahat, ano yung pinaka, kayo mga Classmate Elise, Classmate Ray, ano yung pinaka-paborito nyo dun sa likha ni Classmate Mickey?
Oh my gosh. Actually, I saw something. I don't remember the exact title. Yes. Basta yung 80s one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, super.
Because I'm a fan run of that era. So like, nahita ko, parang ganda kasi bright colors and yung way yung photography rin and yung like graphic design rin dun. So parang,
I did that all myself. I took the photo. I edited it.
Oh my gosh.
Idol. Ikaw naman, Classmate Elise.
Ako siguro yung Snow White na makeup. Kasi actually, nakita ko yung, it's a series, I think, diba? With you and your FA friends.
It's a collab. It was so fun.
Ayun. Sobrang natuwa ako. Parang like, parang bumalik ako sa childhood ko pero mas mature. Parang ganon. Ang ganda. Ayun.
Ikaw naman, Classmate.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Ako, feeling ko, gusto ko yung time na nag-makeup siya sa mga former presidents. Kasi for me, I think hindi lang yung creativity yung napopromote mo doon. Parang it shows na a student can actually work with powerful people. Yung mga people from the higher ups, parang presidents, parang gets. It also promotes youth empowerment for me na walang division sa age dapat yung relationship ng Pilipino. Kasi if you're promoting something ganyan or if it means na developing halimbawa yung talent ng kabataan like si Classmate Mickey, tapos na-feature din yung parang president, so parang ang ganda siyang collaboration din in a way.
Actually, yun nga yung like, specific sa portfolio ni Classmate Mickey pag-uusapan natin. Pero bago nga yun, actually, may isa pa rin ako napansin sa portfolio ni Classmate Mickey. Yun yung parang karaniwan na kababaihan ang nai-feature sa yung blog. May explanation ba ito or sadyang nagkataon lang?
How do I explain this? For a lot of those photoshoots, most of them, hindi ako yung nag-plan. So, mayroong creative director and they usually contact the models. Pero, I have worked with male models, of course. Marami naman out there. Pero, I guess the women are just beautiful.
True.
Truly. They're lovely canvases talaga. Kahit model or regular person.
Ayan, lahat naman ay mahuhusay at tunay na maganda. Kaya nga nasabi mo, parang nakapag-work ka na rin with male models and female models. And pero marahil ang pumukaw sa aming attention ay yung mukha ng ating apat na presidente. Like ako mismo, di ba? Yeah. Yan nga. Yun yung parang iba yung wow factor niya sa akin. So,
thank you.
So, kakaiba, marahil nga ito, ay hindi lamang siguro ito ang isa sa mga mga tao. Kung hindi marahil, nakaka-intriga talaga siya na malaman tungkol sa kanilang buhay-buhay, kailang buhay mga presidenteng to.
Ayan. So, question nga, Classmate Mickey. So, bakit nga ba presidente yung napili sa obra ito? Parang like, what was the project for and why were they the subjects?
Okay. This project was published by the Fukien Times, and every year meron silang annual na yearbook. They call it the Philippine Yearbook. This is the 2018 edition. Tapos each year may iba't iba silang subject that encompasses what happened in that year. And for some reason, I guess for the 2018 one, they chose to feature yung past four presidents ng Pilipinas, and I was lucky enough to be part of that project. Yeah.
Ayan. So, sa pagkakataon ba na ito ay meron nag-iba sa yung style considering na yun nga, now you're working with former presidents. Ayan. So, how was it working with them?
How was it? I'll start with the fact na I was the youngest in all of the shoots. And, dun sa apat na presidents, I only got to do the makeup ni President Arroyo and former President Noynoy Aquino. How was it? They were both very accommodating. I don't know how to explain it. I had to be very quick lang and I had to be professional. I had to use higher end products. Kasi of course, nakakaya naman if you know, I show them my crummy old 10-year-old products. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. They were both very gracious. For both shoots, pumunta kami mismo sa bahay nila. So I got to see where they live and how rich they both are.
Oh.
Ooh. I'll leave you guys to think about that. Pero yeah, I got to eat with them, I got to talk to them, I got to pet their dogs, which was fun. Yeah, it's
interested fun lang din kasi ako. Parang sabi mo nga ikaw yung youngest sa project nito. Parang, how did you get in this project?
I had to apply just like everyone else. I was referred by my ninang because she's a researcher for the whole publication. Pero I had to apply just like everyone else. I had to send in my CV, my portfolio, ganun. I had to wait. And for some reason, they chose me for the job.
Ayun, saya. So, anong pinakaunang obra na nagginawa mo? Tapos para sa iyo, ano ang pinagkaiba nito sa mga obra mo na ngayon? Like may difference ba? Do you see like super stark difference in growth? Ganun.
Is this characters real? Dapat pa makeup related?
Siguro pwedeng sa makeup first and then okay, after yung comparing it to your different, kinds your different arts.
My first projects kasi ever na makeup na hindi lang sa sarili ko sa banyo was nung high school. Meron kasing mga high school fashion show ganun. So I was always tapped to do the makeup or kunwari yung batch muse sa intrams ganun. So I was always doing that. And from doing makeup sa high school fashion shows, empty classroom, to working with former presidents, models, magazines. There's a huge, huge difference. Pero it's still the same in my heart. It's still just fun. It's still makeup. It's still seeing these people smile and love what I do and love themselves more.
Aww. Yeah. Ganda. Wait, ang ganda kasi ng glow up from like high school students to like president, former president.
0 to 100 real quick.
Not so quick. Mga 5 years yun.
But like, ang powerful ha. As in, para in 5 years time, tapos college student pa lang, ganyan. So, parang iba yung self-validation.
Yes, true. And before pa the high school, it all started talaga in your own bathroom. Yeah. With your mother's makeup.
Hi, Mom. I know you're listening.
Wow. So, yung pagme-makeup mo ba ngayon, it's a source of income ba sa'yo right now?
Yeah.
So, alam ko, rumarakit ka rin, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I always get asked how I'm not collapsing kasi I'm a student. Mm-hmm. I have a regular part-time job as a graphic designer. I'm a makeup artist, so I go to provinces. I go to like different shoot locations. Yeah, I do all of that. And I have my blog pa, shooting for that. Pero yeah, makeup is a source of income. Pero sometimes, especially for up-and-coming photographers pa lang, na bata pa lang. Mm-hmm. I'm totally accommodating if they want to work for free. Like, kung portfolio pa lang nila. Because my portfolio is built na. So, if other people want to work with me na they're starting pa lang, like, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. So, minsan I work for free. Yeah.
Ayan. Ganda naman, no? Ano talagang, aside from it being a source of income, talagang nakakatulong din si classmate Mickey dun sa kasi mga parang, nagsisimula pa lang.
Kasi parang yung pag-makeup niya kasi is driven by passion.
Oo,
parang,
yun talaga.
Kahit anong purpose, parang kung nage-enjoy kasi siya, kaya parang willing siyang gawin. So, iba yung pag may passion ka for
doing. And you can see na parang helping each other out, like in this industry na like artists and all. It's good rin naman to help each other out sometimes. So, classmate Mickey, sa paglikha ng inyong mga obra, may mga tao ka bang gustong ma-reach or gusto mong makita ng iyong akda particular na dito sa pag-makeup, ganyan, or sa president's work mo?
Specific people na I want to reach with my work.
Parang you want to work with in the future. Ganyan.
Kasi syempre, diba, I think a lot of people naman na saw yung dun sa work mo with the president. So, do you have any other?
Wala naman akong specific goals. Kasi from my experience, I really, really love working with the up-and-coming creatives. Kasi sobrang fresh ng ideas nila. They're all like still bubbling with excitement. Pero when I worked with bigger companies, they're all like, been there, done that. Mm. So, wala nang masyadong passion. So, if I could honestly just stay working with new artists forever. Like, I don't really care about celebrities, whatever, they're people too.
True.
Yeah. So give me the creative minds any day.
So Mario, sa aming ibahagi siguro mga iba pang challenges or problems na na-face mo as a makeup artist sa ano, sa likod ng mga paglikha ng mga obra mong to.
Even if it's fun, especially for shoots, applying makeup is very physically taxing talaga. Just like any art, kahit fine arts, fellow artists will know this. It's very physically demanding. Mm-hmm. It's mentally demanding kasi you have to plan. It's conceptual. Ganun. So, just eat a heavy breakfast and just go for it, you know?
Oh, actually, that's true. Parang go lang ng go.
Yeah.
Kahit din, like sa media industry, like as broadcast students, parang there's so much preparation. Ang daming hard work that goes into every production that you make.
Mm-hmm.
So parang bago natin nadadigest yung mga ganitong art, ang daming sacrifice, ang daming hard work na nangyayari, may nagaganap behind these things. No?
Kaya talagang ano no, dapat talaga hindi na-underestimate ang arts, whether it's production, yes, it's makeup, or ayun, paintings. Ayun.
There's a lot of science and thinking.
True.
Pero ikaw, classmate Minky, sa, di ba, nasabi mo kanina na marami kang ginagawang art, tapos marami sa makeup adventures mo, ganyan, marami ka na rin napagdaanan.
Yeah.
Ano yung pinaka-fulfilling project na nagawa mo?
Ooh, that's a fun question. Can I think about it?
Kasi feeling ko ang dami mo na kasing nagawang like projects and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And in my portfolio, that's not everything yet because I have shoots na hindi pa binibigay sa akin yung pictures. Mm. My favorite and the most fulfilling is probably my shoot with Ed and Clona and a bunch of other artists. Kasi Ed is a photographer and he's young, he's 23, and he wanted to work with a huge group of people. I've never worked with a shoot this big. Tapos there was one photographer, two videographers, three makeup artists, 15 models, and we were all there as equals. Like Ed said, come here, bring what you can, hand to the table, and like we'll shoot it. So complete creative freedom that day. It was hectic kasi sobrang daming tao and sobrang daming ideas. But it all came together and sobrang ganda nung lumabas na na product. And the thing is, everyone went there pro bono. Walang nabayaran. We all just wanted to express ourselves. And these are the up-and-coming models, up-and-coming photographers, artists. So sobrang, sobrang saya nung araw na yun.
Yeah. We're building each other's portfolio that day, no?
Yeah, and siguro sometimes naman, there's a thing na parang yung sense of fulfillment, it's much greater than like monetary gifts or something like that. So I think that's a good thing na parang a community na just wanting to build each other up.
Babalik nga talaga tayo dun sa passion, no? Talaga really drives you, really fuels you. Ayan. Pero considering nga sabi mo na dun sa project na to, maraming up and coming pa lang, ganyan. I assume na kadamihan din dito mga students pa rin.
Ayan.
So ikaw, personally, bilang estudyante, paano mo na manage yung time mo considering the heavy load of ACADS, ayan, tapos racket. You have your rackets, you have, tapos yun, you're double into different arts. So how do you manage your time?
I've always been good at time management. Like, I'm pretty organized. Pero,
palakpakan natin. Oh my God. Meet me here, no?
Pa siya.
And I'm sorry sa mga nakikinig. I know naiinis kayo sa gantong tao. Pero I'm the person na pag may assignment, I do it agad. No. Kahit like a month from now pa yung deadline. I will do it like that night. Kasi mas satisfying for me to finish all my work and like suffer for the first few days. But after that, you have like so many days to rest and have fun. So like, I don't like dispersing my work through many days. Kasi ako tapos agad. So I have like all the time to do my work, my makeup, fun, inom.
Talaga dapat discipline.
Feeling ko na iba yung discipline na ganyan, no? Parang powerful kasi.
Dapat tularan.
Feeling ko naman na asar lang yung mga tao kasi gusto nating maging ganun.
True.
Totoo.
Ayun.
So, marami na tayong napag-usapan, narinig natin yung progress mo as an artist. So, ano naman mensahe mo sa mga classmate natin na nakikinig ngayon na nagbabalak na magsimula na kanilang blog or may hilig sa makeup or gustong mag-try lang na mag-ipakita nila yung creativity nila pero syempre nababalutan pa rin ng fear, ng
nag-start out pa lang talaga.
Insecurities, ganyan.
So, mga classmate, I was there too. Lalo na sa time ngayon, sobrang oversaturated na tayo ng media, ng lalo na visual media. So, you see all these beautiful works in every avenue possible. So, my advice na lang is to consume the media for inspiration, pero do it lightly. And just look at your own lane, focus lang on what you do. Like, be aware of what's happening around you, what people are producing. Pero stick to your guns talaga and just... Kasi this has been my problem in the past, insecurity. Kasi sobrang dami ng makeup artists ngayon. So, actually, I just try to be aware of what they do. Pero after that, I block it out. Sobrang focus on my own work. And mas satisfying if you make yourself happy. Don't work for Instagram likes. Don't work for all those things. If you're happy with what you do, that's all that matters naman.
Yeah. Ulitin lang natin yung sinabi ni classmate. If you're happy with what you do, you know, just keep going. Napakaganda naman talaga yan.
Kailangan tayo sa atin mismo manggagaling yung satisfaction, hindi yung lagi. I mean, feeling ko naman, there are times na syempre we need to seek validation from others, pero I think at the end of the day, it will all depend on us kung paano natin na-perceive yung sarili natin, di ba?
True. Go lang ng go talaga.
Ayan. Kaya nga naman, sa ating mga classmate na nagsisimula pa lang, ayan, take that first step. Share with us your work. Kaya, kung kayo ay may talento sa pagsulat ng tula, maikling kwento, essay, radio, drama, o awitin,
may impensyon o thesis ka ba na gustong ibahagi, maaari ninyong itong ipadala sa aming Google account.
Ikaw naman sa dzup@gmail.com nang kayo naman ang bumida sa aming programa sa mga susunod na episode.
Sa aming pagbabalik ay mapapakinggan na natin ang ating sagot sa In the Spotlight question of the week. So, ang question of the week natin ay, ano nga ba ang tunay na kahulugan ng kagandahan? Mm-hmm. Ayan.
So, ang oras ay 10:51 na umaga, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapin ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Dahil dito sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Good morning, sir!
Ma'am, can I take your order po?
Sir, ako na po maglilinis niyan.
Nahatid ko na po si Junior sa school.
Silang madalas na nagpapadali ng ating mga buhay ay sila ring nakakalimutan nating mapasalamatan.
Maraming salamat po!
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Nang ako ay tumandaan na bawat isa bigla lang naglaho. Ako ngayon nag-iisa. Sabi, sayakap mo.
Alagaan natin ang ating mga lolo at lola. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ito ang programang In. Ikaw naman. Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.
Ayan, Hello mga classmates, nagbabalik ang Ikaw Naman! Kasama niyo pa rin si Classmate Elise,
Classmate Rai,
at Classmate Sam.
At syempre ang ating guest na si
Classmate Mickey.
Ngayon atin ang pakinggan ng ating mga sagot sa
In the Spotlight.
In the Spotlight.
Ayan, para sa katanungan naman ngayong linggo sa In the Spotlight, ano ang kahulugan ng tunay na kagandahan?
In the Spotlight.
Ayon kay Classmate Phil Zaldivar, ang tunay na kagandahan para sa akin ay ang kakayahan ngumiti ng isang tao sa kabila ng mga pinagdadaanan mga problema. Mas gumaganda ang bawat isa kapag laging nakangiti dahil nagdadala ito ng kaaliwasan na hindi lang sa sarili kundi pati na rin sa ibang nakakakita nito.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Dilly, I'd like to say that it isn't about the outward appearance, but this world still prioritizes that above everything else. Sad truth.
In the Spotlight.
Ayan, sabi naman ni classmate Estelle, magandang kalooban, hindi lang dapat panlabas na anyo ang kagandahan.
In the Spotlight.
Ayon kay classmate Gia, pagiging maintindihin at hindi nag-iisip ng masama agad-agad sa kapwa.
In the Spotlight.
Yan. Ayan. So, madami talagang mga interesting insights na kuha natin sa In the Spotlight ngayon.
Ating itanong naman si classmate Mickey, ano ba ang kahulugan ng tunay na kagandahan para sa'yo?
For me, I think nothing's more beautiful than mental health. Kasi lumalabas rin yun sa physical body if your mind and your emotions are sound and healthy, and if you're happy, you don't need anything else.
Self-care and self-love ang isa sa mga greatest lessons natin for today. Ano?
Yeah.
So, ayan. Meron ka bang gustong i-plug na project or...
Oh, okay. Pwede. I'm about to start a fashion blog soon.
Wow!
It's not up yet, pero ako kasi I collect vintage pieces. Mm. As in like, for a while now, I've been collecting. Pero hindi ko pa sila nare-release. So, soon I will. And you can catch that at mickeymalonzo.com. Yeah. Wow. And also, can I greet someone?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
I know you're not listening and you're petting our dog. Pero happy birthday to my little sister, Bea.
Yeah,
happy
birthday,
16.
You're 16 na.
Ay,
oh my
sweet,
gosh.
16 na.
Yeah.
Si Ate Mickey ba ang magbe-makeup sa kanyang party?
No, sa bahay lang siya today.
Ay. Baka naman sa next na lang, sa debut, next event.
Yeah, sa debut na lang.
Wow. Ayan, so, syempre, gusto ko namin pasalamatan si classmate Mickey, no? Kasi, marami siyang na-share about, hindi lang sa art, kundi, parang, boosting your self-confidence, parang, trusting your own guts, parang, believing in what you can do, diba?
And talaga today nakita natin how passion really fuels you, no? Parang like it's more than a job. It really fulfills you. And talagang whether it's art, whether it's science, ano yun, talagang kapag you really like what you do, grabe yung
That's what got me here. Mm-hmm. Really just passion.
Yeah, and siguro din sa makeup na I guess in a way natanggal rin natin yung stigma na pagiging arte lang to in something. It's really just self-expression and showing your creative side. Ayan. So, gusto rin namin i-greet yung aming mga classmates, sina classmate Tracy, classmate Daniel, classmate Christelle, and classmate Elaine. Ayan. Tapos, syempre, i-greet din natin yung daddy ni classmate Tracy.
Yes, maraming nakikinig.
Thank you po sa pakikinig lagi.
At yan mga classmates, isang episode na naman ng Ikaw Naman ang inyong napakinggan. Samahan niyo kami muli sa susunod na linggo kung saan bibida naman ang isa pang panibagong classmate. Muli ito ang inyong classmate na si classmate Elise,
classmate Rai,
classmate Sam,
at syempre kasama si classmate
Mickey.
Ayan, hanggang sa susunod na linggo dito lang sa programa kung saan kayo ang in at kayo ang pakikinggan.
Ikaw naman!
Ito ang programang in. Ikaw naman! Disko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.